Hi, today we're on the phone with George Durrani, current chairman of Mankind Project International, and we're continuing our series of interviews about men who have been involved in Mankind Project and the New Warrior training. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Barry. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So I was just wanted to start out and give you a second, maybe a, 30 seconds, just kind of a brief bio of who is George Durrani.
Well, I am 53 years old. I live in Tucson, Arizona. I am married. I'm the father of two daughters, one who is currently 19 and another younger daughter who is 6. I have been involved in the Mankind Project since 1992 when I did my training in the New Warrior Training Adventure. At that time, we were known as the New Warrior Network. I was part of building the Arizona New Warrior community. Served as the center director here for a couple of years, became a certified co-leader in 1997 and a full leader in 2000. I have been involved in the broad institutional affairs of the organization for the last 5 years, and I've served almost 3 years now as the chairman. And in my other life, my non-MKP life, I'm an attorney. I work for myself, and I've spent most of the last 12 years representing cancer victims, people who got cancer from being exposed to radiation from the above-ground nuclear testing at the Nevada test site, or who were exposed to radiation from handling the materials that went into building the armaments, the munitions, the bombs that the American military developed beginning in the 1940s. Since 1998, I have represented over 1,800 cancer victims or their family members if they're deceased in claims against the government.
Wow. Okay. And so you've been involved in the Mankind Project for coming up on 20 years, it sounds like.
Yeah, this is my 19th year involved in some aspect of the organization.
Interesting. So you did your weekend in 92, you had said. And since then,
yes.
I imagine you've brought a lot of men into the work. What's the overall reaction been? And I'm sure it's been varied, but what are the extremes, and is there a median reaction you have when you introduce men to this work?
Well, I've noticed that the conversation for me has changed over the years. I used to think that men had to do the training because there was something wrong with them, and that we could fix them by doing the weekend. Now I don't have that view. I actually believe that the weekend is an add-on. It's gravy for a man's life. It can help inspire the man into the mission of his life, his calling or his purpose. If he has some clarity that's missing, it can help him resolve some unresolved issues that might be holding him back. It can allow him to be blessed and teach him how to bless others. So it's more about expansion than it is about fixing. It's really about helping men grow into the men they were called into being. And then the newest conversation that I'm having, and I'm really just trying it on right now, is that I've noticed particularly men in my generation, which are, you know, men now 50 and older, a lot of those men are physically unhealthy. And I think we need to begin to address the needs of those men and teach them what I call basic training around health, nutrition, diet, fitness. And so I'm beginning to have those kinds of conversation with men. And from there, I believe a lot of men will get that there are these other experiences that they can have that will solidify them in their bodies and in their health.
Interesting. I was speaking with a man who had done an early training, I think after the third year that it had started, and he told me that the early goals of the weekend were all to work on men's anger, no matter what they came needing. They tried to get them to work on their anger. And I think it's really shifted away from that.
I understand that.
Interesting, yeah. So a lot of the work from the New Warrior Training Adventure happens in that 48 hours. The more steady growth in life happens from an I-group. I'm curious, are you sitting in an I-group, and have you been regularly?
I have. I was in a men's circle even before I did the training. I've been sitting in weekly men's circles since 1989, and I've been sitting in an I group consistently since I did my training in 92. I also, for about 10 years, was a co-sponsor, co-facilitator of an open circle here in Tucson, which I stopped doing when I became the chairman. But I'm going to go back and reclaim open circle space beginning in February of this year. I believe it's one of the best ways that we can attract men to men's work, whether they do the training or not. I think it's important that we continue to hold space for men to sit in circle so they can see each other eyeball to eyeball and tell each other the truth about how their lives are working or not working. We've had that tradition on the masculine side for thousands and thousands of years, and I think it's important that we hold on to it one way or the other.
Mm. And open circles, they're different from my groups in that they're not built around structure of the Mankind Project work?
Well, there's all kinds of open circles. When I use the language open circle, I don't mean an open eye group, because
okay.
Typically eye groups tend to be New Warrior Training or MKP focused in language and structure.
Mm-hmm.
And an open circle, it really is open space for men to come and sit in circle with other men to do whatever that group decides it wants to or needs to do with men.
Interesting.
We do have some open circle protocols available if men want to download them from the website. Mm-hmm. I have an open circle protocol that we've been playing with in Arizona for a long, long time that's very neutral in its language. It's not an enrolling or enrollment vehicle for men. It really is about supporting men in their lives. What happens typically is the men that come to those circles experience men like me and other men who have done the training and have been around MKP for a while, and they want what we have. They want direction, clarity, purpose, and accountability. They sort of want the energetic that the warrior brings.
Mm.
And then we can have the conversation about whether the New Warrior Training Adventure is a logical place for them to go and experience those things and to learn those things.
Fantastic.
So it becomes the gravy, if you will, to their experience of sitting in an open circle. The other nice thing about open circles is it's the community that the men who go and do a training can then come back to. So it's the place that they return to after a weekend.
Mm.
So it closes the loop on the three-part experience that is initiation, you know, departure, descent, the hero's journey, and then the return. And it really is a nice way to close the back end.
Wow, that's nice. That's nice. In the area, I live in a small community in Northern California. We're flooded with eye groups. We have a lot of men who have done this work, and an open circle sounds like a great option. I've never heard about that. Thank you. So, George, since this is an interesting question for someone who's gone so far in men's work, can you, maybe is there a bullet point or two or a story that summarizes how your life's changed since doing the New Warrior Training Adventure?
Well, lots of things have changed for me. The first big change that happened right after I did the training is that I ended a 10-year marriage for lots of reasons, some of which I now regret. But in hindsight, I realized that I didn't know how to do relationships very well. I didn't know how to be engaged, how to be present, how to be vulnerable.
Mm.
How to tell the truth, how to live inside of any type of an emotional body.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first biggest noticeable change, is that I was able to access my feelings, talk about my feelings, and to tell the truth from there. More gradually over the years, I've gotten clearer and clearer about boundaries in terms of what I'm willing to do and not do, where I'm willing to spend my time, what causes I'm willing to serve, how I give of myself to others and to things that I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm part of the group of men that are kind of known as the self-care gurus, if you will. I do know a lot about taking care of myself. One quick example, I take one day a week during the week for me. And a lot of people have asked me over the years, well, how do you do that? How do you manage to carve out one day during the week just for you? And I say, well, it started with a decision, and the decision was that it was important to me for my health, for my sanity, that I have time for me.
Mm.
And I realized that doing it on a weekend didn't work because that was family time. So the only other available time was picking one of those 5 days during the week and just carving it out. So I've been doing that for a dozen years now.
Oh.
And it's not negotiable. It's my day. It's usually either a Wednesday or a Thursday every week.
Mm.
And I go and I play golf for 4 or 5 hours, and then I spend some other quality time just with me. And I never would have done that. I never would have had the courage to do it. I never would have cared enough about myself to do it. And I never would have cared enough about the people around me to take such good care of me. I cannot be in service to others if I don't take care of myself first. That's one of the core lessons that I learned in MKP.
Wow. What a list of life changes. I can't imagine who you would be having met you once or twice and listening to interviews and reading some of your writings and poetry and all you've done. I can't imagine who you'd be. I see you as that person you just described. So.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Well, so, George, the last thing I want to just ask you, and I'm sure you've done this so many times over the years, but this is a little more anonymous, as a man may just be listening to this in his car or taking a walk. What would you tell a man that you're not looking at right now about taking this step in his life to look into the new warrior training?
Well, my belief is that every man inside of him is longing for something that is useful, that's purposeful, that's meaningful in his life. And sometimes that thing is right next to him. It might be a primary relationship. It might be the job that he's working or the child that he's raising. And there might be something that's bigger than that, that is about a life mission, about how he can be in service to the world. So if that longing or that calling exists inside of the man who might be listening to this, I would say blow some oxygen onto that and give that some life and begin to ask the question about what's the deeper meaning or purpose in my life. And if you want to get the beginning of the glimpse of an answer to that question, then come and do the New Warrior Training Adventure, because it will answer not just that question, but the other question underneath that, which is, who am I as a man in the world, really? And once you begin to know the answer to that question, then it becomes more clear about what that man is supposed to be doing with his life. And it may mean not changing anything, but just becoming more present, more engaged, and more available to what he's already doing. Mm-hmm. It may not be a big cathartic aha. It may just realign his priorities, his energy, his presence in the life that he's already living. But I think having an answer to both of those questions is critical. I'm committed to not living my life today with any regret, and being able to answer those two questions has helped me to live my life that way, and I want other men to live like that.
Yeah. Wow. George, thank you so much. I just got so much from listening to this conversation, and I hope men who have downloaded this and listening to this conversation do as well. George Jirani, current chairman of the Mankind Project International, thank you so much for spending this time with me.
Barry, thank you for inviting me, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.